A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Metzia Kuf Ches, Baba Metzia 108. Pagination is 215. We'll start from about a quarter of the way down at the end of a line, Amar Rav Yehuda Lekarya. Rav Yehuda said, Lekarya de Nahara, regarding digging for irrigation, Tatoi misayeya iloi, the bottom people have to help the top people. Iloi lo misayei tatoi, but the top people do not have to help the bottom people. V'chilufa b'mayo demitra. And when it comes to rainwater that we're looking to drain, it works exactly the opposite. What are we referring to? It happens to be a very relevant case. Up and down refers to the concept of gravity, upstream, downstream. We're talking about two different cases, one of irrigation, where the bottom people want the water, and a case of drainage, where the bottom people are trying to get rid of the water. The top people are involved in something that's going to have relevance to the bottom people. Either they're draining the water and it's going to impact the bottom people, or they're doing irrigation and it's impacting positively the bottom people because they need that water. And Rav Yehuda said that when it comes to the costs of digging this endeavor, when it comes to irrigation, the bottom people are obviously going to be digging their own irrigation ditch from wherever the water source ends, but we're being told they even have to help the top people in their endeavor of digging their ditch, because the water will only get to the bottom people via the top people, so they are benefiting their partners in that initial number of feet of irrigation ditch, and they have to contribute. The top people, regarding irrigation, are not interested whether the bottom people get irrigation or don't get irrigation. In fact, it's limiting their amount of water. And therefore, they are not going to have to pay for the irrigation ditch to continue to reach the bottom people. The bottom people may be entitled to dig that irrigation ditch, but the top people do not have to contribute. The opposite is true when it comes to drainage. The top people are trying to get rid of the water. The bottom people really don't care if the water stays by the top people. It won't bother me. But if the water is drained, then the bottom people have to deal with it. So the bottom people do not have to contribute to the top people's drainage issues, and they'll only have to deal with their own once the water comes their way. The flip side, however, is that the top people are trying to get rid of the water, and they would have to help appropriately. The Gemara continues, Tanya Nami Hachi, we indeed learnt like this, and here the Braisa elaborates a little bit more than Rav Yehuda's a bit cryptic statement. Chamesh Ginos, if you have five gardens, five plantations, Hamistapkos Mayim Mimayan Echot, and they're all benefiting from one particular spring, Finiskalkel Hamayon, and the spring broke. Something happened. Perhaps rocks fell in, they have to be removed, too much dirt, it needs a process. Kula misaknus imhoel yona, everybody will have to help the top person in fixing it. Now, someone might say, he's the closest proximity, let him take care of his well, and we'll just benefit afterwards. It doesn't work like that. You're all partners in the interest that the well should be cleaned out. Nimtzis ha-tachtona misakenesim kulon. Turns out that the bottom one is going to help everybody along the way to get the water to him, umesakenes la'atzma, and when it comes to any issue in the irrigation ditch that affects him alone, then he alone is going to have to deal with that because no one else is benefiting from that part of the conduit. And similarly, the reverse case. If you'd have drainage issues, and they're all draining through one system, and that system, that pipe, is broken. Everybody would help the bottom person because they got to get the water out of here. Nimtzes ho'elyona misakenesim kulon. The top person who's trying to drain the water is going to have to help everybody until the water reaches some point that's acceptable. Umisakenes la'atzma. And if he's got his own drainage issues and everybody else is okay, no one's going to help him because they could do just as well without that water. He's going to have to fix his own drainage system, and then their drainage system will kick in and they'll accept his water, but no one's going to help him. He'll have to do it alone. This is the basic teaching of the Gemara. And of course, by extrapolation, they're going to be modern day cases, even if we're not so irrigation savvy, or maybe drainage savvy a little bit more, but other cases where people benefit from each other in a common way, and in other ways, they could do just as well. Don't send me the water and I won't have to deal with it. And they would have to pay or not pay appropriately based on the logic, the underlying logic of their relationship. The Pische Tshuva brings the ruling of the Noda B'Yehuda, Tinyana Chaf Dalid, in which he considers what would happen if the upper person, let's just stick with irrigation to keep things simple, the upper person built his system from the well, and now a different person from lower on the hill wants to connect to that irrigation system. There's plenty of water, it's not a problem. He wants to connect to that irrigation system and create a well-irrigated field down the hill. Had this system been in place and they were merely repairing it, for example, the halacha would be that the person lower down would have to contribute to the higher person's expenses because that's the conduit of the irrigation water. However, what happened over here is that the upper person already built his entire system, and that the lower person is now coming and just kind of plugging into that. And the upper person is asking for a contribution towards his vast expenses in creating this irrigation system. And the lower person is arguing back, you did that for yourself. You did that already. Zenene vizelo chaser. I'm benefiting and you're not losing. It was status quo until now. And therefore, I don't see why I should have to pay you. No, the Yehuda says that's correct. Zenene vizelo chaser. However, if the upper person says, I'm going to close it off in some way if you don't pay me, that he's allowed to do. And the Pisrei Tshuva brings the explanation. He says, if a person already lived in someone else's house, a squatter came, it was a house that wasn't meant to be rented out, there is a ruling under certain circumstances that retroactively you can't charge because it's zenenev zelo chaser. It already happened. And it wasn't meant to be rented out, so that there's no automatic, well, you were benefiting at a certain rate. There was no rate. It wasn't intended to be rented out. However, moving forward, the person certainly can charge for the benefit. And he explains, Zenene vezelo chaser, midas sedom, is when a person has no expenses but finds that he could extract money from somebody else, and then we have to consider whether it's correct to do so or not. But if the person had expenses of their own, and a person is coming, mikanu lahaba, moving forward, to try to mooch from them, a person has the right to say, reimburse me in partnership for my expenses. Partner with me in order that he could recoup some of his expenses. And therefore, the upper person would have the ability to create leverage to try to get the lower person to partner with him in the expenses that already happened. Just to give one example so we appreciate, this is talking about irrigation, which might not be so common to us, but what would happen in a case of electricity? A person runs a significant high-powered electric line into a certain vacation region, and then other people just want to plug into it. No problem. They're just plugging into it. What leverage he would have to try to get reimbursed for his entrepreneurial move to bring that electric in for himself would depend largely on the Gemara here, its ruling, and the concept of the Noda B'Yehuda regarding a person who comes later to benefit. What level of responsibility does he bear to contribute? Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.